Chapter 7. A Time of Change. One afternoon in April, nearly a year after she first met Philip in the woods, Maggie walked to that same place. There was a big smile on her face.
"You can take back Corrine," she said,
holding out a book to her friend.
"I didn't finish it. I stopped reading when the blonde woman won the man's heart. I don't want to read any more books where the blonde woman becomes happy. You need to give me a story where the woman with dark hair wins in the end."
"Maybe you can be that woman in your own life," said Philip. "You might steal away a man's love from your cousin Lucy. She is blonde."
"Philip! That is not nice of you. Lucy is a dear girl and much prettier than me," said Maggie. "It's not about being pretty. I care about the woman with dark hair because she is unhappy. I always take the side of the unhappy person in stories."
Maggie and Philip often met in the woods like this. Philip knew that he loved Maggie, but he was worried about telling her. He did not want these happy walks in the woods to stop if Maggie did not feel the same way. But today, he decided to say something to her. "Maggie, can you love a man that other people cannot love?" asked Philip. Maggie thought for a moment.
"If that man is a horrible person, I cannot love him," she said.
"This man is not a horrible person," said Philip. "People do not like him only because he has problems with his body. You are a bright light in this man's life, and he loves you. Can you love him? Can you love me, Maggie?" Maggie turned quickly to look at Philip, and her face changed. She silently walked towards the bottom of a tree and sat down.
"Maggie," said Philip, "forget that I said anything. I want things to stay as they are."
"I'm surprised, Philip," said Maggie simply.
"Look at me, Maggie. Is it possible for you to love me?" he asked.
She turned her dark eyes towards him with a sad smile.
"Please say one kind word, Maggie," cried Philip. "Can you kiss me like you did all those years ago?"
Maggie remembered that sweet time when she was a girl, and she felt better. She kissed Philip simply and quietly. Philip was happy for a moment, then said, "You do not look happy, Maggie."
"I am happy that you love me," she said. "I don't think that I can love anyone better than you. I am always happy when I am with you. But what about our fathers?"
"My father will understand that I can't live without you," said Philip. "But are you sure that you love me? Or do you only care for me as a brother?"
"I do love you, Philip," said Maggie. "I have always loved being with you. I don't think that I will ever be tired of being with you."
"Then my life will be filled with hope," said Philip.
Maggie looked into Philip's eyes and kissed the sweet face that was full of love for her. She then hurried home, feeling good that she could make Philip happy by giving him her love. The day after that, the Tullivers were invited to Aunt Pullet's house. It was Sunday, the only day that Tom did not work. During dinner, the conversation turned to Lawyer Wakeham's son.
"I saw him at church today," said Aunt Pullet. "He is a strange-looking man. He doesn't talk to many people.
He's always coming out of the woods when we go past them. Maybe he's having problems with his mind.
When she heard this, Maggie turned red and looked down at the table for a long time. When she finally looked up, her eyes met Tom's. Tom knew that Maggie walked in the same woods each day and that she loved Philip as a child. He knew that if they were meeting now, he must stop them because of his father's hate for Lawyer Wakeham. He also knew that his sister should not secretly meet any man. The next day, Tom came home early from work as Maggie was leaving for the woods.
"I'm coming with you today," Tom told Maggie. "I want to meet Philip Wakeham."
Maggie stood still.
"I'm not going," she said, turning round. "Come in the house and talk to me," said Tom angrily. "Tell me everything."
They went into the sitting room, and Maggie told Tom about her secret meetings with Philip. Tom was very angry. He told Maggie not to meet Philip ever again, and she promised not to. One evening, 3 weeks later, Tom came home feeling happy.
"Father," Tom said after dinner, "I have some news. I checked with my bank today, and I now have enough to pay back everyone who has lent us money."
Mrs. Tulliver ran to Tom and kissed him. "Oh, my boy, I knew that you could do it."
At first, Mr. Tulliver was silent. Then he smiled and started to cry. He looked up at his wife and said,
"Bessie, come and kiss me now. You will have your best things again soon, I promise."
That moment was very special for Tom, and he never forgot it. Maggie was unhappy with Tom about Philip Wakeham, but she looked at her brother then and knew that he was a good man. The next day, Mr. Tulliver and Tom went into St. Ogg's for a meeting, and they paid back everyone that they owed money to. After that, Tom stayed in the village to talk to someone about business, while Mr. Tulliver got on his horse. Mr. Tulliver rode home slowly that day, holding his head high and smiling at people. He felt more like himself again. As he reached Dorlcote Mill, a man came out of the gates.
"Tulliver," said Lawyer Wakeham sternly, "where have you been until this time?" "I was paying back the money that I owe people. I will buy the mill back from you next. I don't want to work for a rascal like you any more," shouted Mr. Tulliver. "Fine. You can leave the mill tomorrow. Now, allow me to pass," said Wakeham.
But Mr. Tulliver moved his horse in front of Wakeham's and was looking at his enemy with fire in his eyes. Suddenly, Mr. Tulliver jumped down and pulled him from his horse. He started beating Wakeham with his riding whip. The lawyer shouted for help, but none came, until he heard a girl's voice cry,
"Father! Father!"
Maggie was holding her father's arms.
"Mother, help Mr. Wakeham," she said.
"Go away, you rascal,"
Mr. Tulliver shouted at Wakeham. Mrs. Tulliver helped Lawyer Wakeham to stand up and get back onto his horse.
"You are the rascal, sir,"
he said to Mr. Tulliver before leaving.
"I don't feel well,"
said Mr. Tulliver, who was now very white. Maggie and her mother helped Mr. Tulliver into the house and laid him down in bed.
When Tom came home hours later, Mr. Tulliver was very ill.
"Tom, my boy, I don't think that I will ever get up again," he said slowly. "This world was too much for me. You must look after your mother and sister and buy the old mill back."
He looked away from them and was silent. Then he looked back at his family and said,
"I am happy that I beat Wakeham. I will never forgive that man."
"But Father, you must forgive him," Maggie cried. "You must forgive everyone."
"No, my girl, I can't forgive a rascal," he said quietly.
Then his mouth kept moving, but no sound came out. Tom and Maggie watched their father's chest. It moved up and down more and more slowly, until death came to him. Then the brother and sister went downstairs and looked at the empty armchair that their father always sat in by the fire.
"Tom, I will always love you," said Maggie, as they cried together.